We would like to talk to Clyde just a minute. Clyde, it's a pleasure to have you on the Bluegrass Festival for the second time.
Well, it's an honor to be here, and especially with Bill. Bill was a friend of mine many years before I went with him many years back. And a finer feller never has been. And in fact, about all you bluegrass pickers get started or has gotten started with Monroe.
Do you remember the first time that you saw Bill Monroe?
No, I must have been, I think, maybe 1936, 37, along in there.
And you'd listen to him on radio down in the Carolinas?
That's right. He was in Greenville, South Carolina. That's exactly right.
At the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, he and Charlie.
What influenced your playing, Clyde? I mean, you heard these guys on radio, and of course I know you sit around the house and play.
Well, actually, when I went to work with Bill, it started a new trend altogether because it was different from what he and Charlie had did it, you know?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to play it so fast, Bill did, till I couldn't hardly pick myself.
Well, what influenced your playing when you first learned? I mean, did you listen to the guys on radio and then play along with
them? No, not actually. I picked up the same style that I play now myself, just playing the old tunes, such as Little Blossom, things like that, you know.
Well, don't you think a lot had to do with back then they didn't have bands?
No.
You'd have to sit around and play with a guitar just yourself.
That's right, and maybe somebody in the neighborhood. I had a brother that played the five-string banjo a little bit, and one played the old-time fiddle, see? So.
But nobody back then, the boys wouldn't learn to play the bass. They wanted to play a lead instrument.
That's right. No, I didn't see one until I went to work with Bill, I don't think.
We had a tub with a broom handle on it, the string.
Yeah, you know, that's days. Right. And see, we used to have a fiddle player with us that he was a little bit lazy, and Bill would say, Clyde, now don't let up at all. If you do, he'll completely quit.
Yeah. That wasn't Chubby Wise.
Chubby Wise, exactly.
he was supposed to be here, and Hank Snow, he works for Hank Snow, and he couldn't get off.
Well, he pulled a moving on deal, didn't he?
Yeah, Snow did.
Yeah.
Would you do, I know I used to listen, and incidentally, the first big name, so to speak, that I ever met, I met Clyde before I ever did Bill. In fact, I met Bill Monroe at Clyde Moody's house.
That's
the
right.
First time that I ever met him. At that time, I didn't know what bluegrass was, bluegrass music. I really didn't care, you know?
Yeah, sure.
At that time, I was interested in making some money.
Sure.
And I was interested in working you guys, you know? But would you do the song that I used to hear you do on the Grand Ole Opry, and it would just tear the place down, and you'd have to do it maybe three times a night?